You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
No greater love. I believe Jesus said something about there's no greater love than a person that would lay down. Amen. That's willing to lay down their life. Folks aren't willing to lay nothing down nowadays. Oh, glory to God. God, help us to lay it down. Give us the grace to lay down what we need to lay down. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you. We need your presence. Oh, glory to God. We pray for your kavod. We pray for your kavod, your heaviness. Hallelujah. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I find myself counseling married people. Oh, glory to God. But I realize that sometimes, praise God, folks want to go into marriage, but they ain't willing to lay nothing down. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. They ain't willing to lay down their friends. Hallelujah. Sometimes folks get married, they still got that little black book. Come on, that's just things. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. There's some things that we got to lay down. If you say that you love me, come on, oh, glory to God, then you ought to, there's some stuff that you ought to lay down. That's love. Jesus said we got to lay it down. Come on.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
All right, I don't know why I went there, but hey, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, lay it down.
Lay it down.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let me get back in this computer here. And we're going to talk about love on this morning since we're there.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God.
Amen, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And let me just say this. I didn't know that when you say, God, empty me, because a lot of us are, you're afraid to say, God, empty you, because some of you like what it is that you got. Amen. You like you. Amen. But some of the things that we like is not pleasing or measure up to the righteousness of God. And so when we're saying, Lord, empty me, it's to your advantage, because let me show you something. What you're doing is that, guess what? You're giving God all of your weaknesses and you're taking on his strength. Come on, somebody. So then guess what? When I see you, come on, I see more of Christ Jesus in you and upon you. Why? Because you don't allow God to empty you and you're taking on more of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Now somebody say, Lord, empty me.
Lord, empty me.
Hallelujah. Because when you're empty, when you have capacity, God can put more in you. Come on. God can do more with you. Come on. God can use you to bless people. Okay, all right. Anyways, quickly go to Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6 and 7. Oh, glory to God. No greater love than a man who would lay down his life for a friend. Amen, somebody. Somebody say, we're going to lay some stuff down today. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm going to get an upgrade on my love life. Amen. I'm upgrading my love life. It's going to another level. Come on. It's getting ready to abound. Amen, somebody. Amen. Song of Songs. Oh, glory to God. See, because this topic about love, you're lucky if you hear this topic more than once or twice a year in a church. And I'm just talking about the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God, because it's a topic that's not talked about much. We may run over it. We may say something like, you know, you're supposed to love. Love your neighbor, right? Oh, glory to God. So it don't have a lot of substance. Amen, somebody. We got to learn. We got to teach the people about love. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Okay, all right. I won't even go there yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know what the Bible says? Okay, I'm going to go there. You know the Bible says that out of faith, hope, and love, that love is greater. Okay, all right. All right. I want you to say it with me. Out of faith, hope, and love, that love is greater. How come we spend so much time teaching and preaching on our faith than we do love? Amen, somebody. Okay, all right. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Oh, glory to God. Let me show you something. Now, what is faith? Faith is believing. You're believing. A lot of us work at, you know, believing God for some things. Amen, somebody. But what is hope? Hope is expectancy. You're expecting, you know, you walk around in expectation. What am I saying? I'm saying that, guess what now, but the Bible says that love is greater. I've been married now for 33 years. 33 plus years. Amen, somebody. Amen. And when I first married my wife, I would have to believe that she would do the right thing. Come on. I would have to believe that she would do the right thing with the money. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. There was things that I was expecting of her, and I was hoping that she would honor the things that I was expecting. But come on, now let me show you something. 33 years later, I don't have to walk around trying to believe whether my wife is going to do the right thing. I know she's going to do the right thing. Why? Okay, because she loves me. See, love and knowledge is connected one to another. Don't tell me you love me and you ain't trying to get to know me.
Amen.
Don't tell me you love me. All right, go to 1 John 4. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says now, the Bible says in verse 7, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. Come on, somebody. Okay, all right. And everyone that loveth is born of God and what? And knoweth God. Everyone that loveth is born. Don't tell me you love God. Come on. And you okay, all right. And you can't even quote two scriptures. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say relationship.
Relationship.
Intimacy. Come on. Come on. Because guess what? If you love God, hallelujah, as much as you say you love God, at least you should be making an attempt to know Him. You know, and I've come to find out that there are different levels of knowledge. Some people know me. Oh, glory to God. Some people have met me, but they don't know me. Come on. You might have my telephone number. Oh, glory to God. But can I tell you something? You might even have went to school with me. But guess what? How well do you know me? Because I can tell you right now, nobody in here knows me as well as my wife knows me. Okay? And even my family, my sisters and brothers, they knew me. But come on, my wife knows me on a whole nother level. Come on. There's intimacy involved. Okay? All right. Can I tell you something? When you really get to know God, you start birthing things. Okay. Didn't the Bible say Adam knew his wife?
Amen.
What happened? She birthed something. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I think the Bible says that Cain knew his wife. What happened? She birthed something. What am I saying? I'm saying that when you know God, when you get to know God, even on an intimate level, you start getting pregnant. Come on. Okay. You start birthing stuff. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Don't tell me you know God and you ain't birthing nothing.
Come on,
oh, glory
now.
To God. All right. Okay. All right.
Come on now. Come on.
I ought to see some evidence. Come on. Guess what? I got evidence back home. I got some children back home. That's evidence that, guess what? I knew my wife. Okay. All right. I don't know if y'all getting this yet. All right.
Amen.
I knew my wife.
Okay.
Okay. And so there's evidence. Same thing. When it comes down to God, there's evidence. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the world wants to see evidence. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Why do you think those crowds were following Jesus? Come on.
Because
Hallelujah. It was because of the word, but it was because of evidence also. Come on, he was laying hands on the sick. They were recovering. Come on. The blind was seeing. The deaf was hearing. The dumb was speaking. Okay, all right. So it was evidence. Somebody say we need some evidence.
We need some evidence.
Okay, all right, because guess what? A lot of us in the body of Christ, we're trying to believe somebody we don't know. I said, we're trying to believe somebody we don't know. I just walked around to the bathroom and I saw a brother that I don't know. Now, if that brother would have told me, he would have told me, well, I'm going to give you give me your card. I'm going to call you up and I'm going to give you $100,000. I would have to believe that he would do it, because guess what? I don't know him. But guess what? I know some folks, come on, that's loaded. And if they come to me and say, I'm going to bless you and give you a certain amount of money, it's not hard for me to believe them. Why? Because I know them. Okay, all right. Because we got a generation of people, come on, in the body of Christ, that we're kind of like, let's go to the book of Hosea chapter 4. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, have your way, Lord. I'm all over the, I won't say all over the place, but I'm following the Lord. You better get this word today. Let's go to verse 1. We're trying to convince God people to believe who they don't know.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Okay, all right. All right, come on. Okay, isn't this why when God spoke about David, see, David was writing this Psalm 91. I believe it's around verse 13 or 14. All of a sudden, God interrupted the song and God began to speak. And God began to say, because he has set his love upon me. Come on. Somebody say, love and knowledge goes together.
Love,
because he has set his love upon me. God says, therefore, I will deliver him. Whoa. Well, you mean to tell me God will deliver you because of love? Come on. Some of us around here trying to work faith. Come on. We got to get some love involved in this thing. There was a young lady that I knew that died, and I was a young minister at the time, and she was, you know, trying to come on in and walk with the Lord, and she was dying of cancer, and I was telling her, believe God, and she was crying, saying, I'm trying, well, guess what? I was trying to get someone to believe God that didn't even know God. If I had to do it again today, I would say, get to know God. Come on, somebody. Get some knowledge about God. It's hard to believe somebody you don't know. Amen, somebody. Amen, Wall. Oh, glory to God. And so, anyways, in Psalms 91, the Bible says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will what? Deliver him. I will set him on high because what? He has known my name because he knows me. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He has a relationship with me. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Praise the Lord. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Are y'all getting this? And so because look at this now. Hosea 4 and 1 and 2. I believe it's 1 and 2. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Look at the United States of America. Look at how degenerate it is. Come on, somebody. Why? Because love is waxing cold. Come on, somebody. In this nation. Hallelujah. Every time you turn the news on, there's nothing, there's hardly any good news. Why? Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He says knowledge. There's no knowledge, because you cannot have the love of God without the knowledge of God. Okay, all right. All right. You can't have the love of God without the knowledge of God. You wonder why there's no love in the land? Because there's no knowledge about God in the land. All right, okay. All right. Holy Spirit gonna preach this better whether y'all say amen or not. Woo, glory to God. All right, go to chapter 8. I believe it's chapter 8. Somebody say, Lord, help him.
Lord, help him.
Help me. Amen. Because can I share something with you?
Amen.
These folks, okay, 8 and 2. These folks, yeah, 8 and 2. Somebody read that out loud. 8 and 2.
Israel shall cry out to me.
What?
And
My God,
we know thee. So here they are now. They're saying, God, we know you, but yet God is saying, you don't know me. Now, who's lying?
Okay.
All right. Who's lying? Because it definitely ain't God lying. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God, because we have a lot of people that are saying, I know God. I know God. I don't see no fruit. Come on. You ain't birthed nothing. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And God is saying to people, don't know me. The people in this nation that are saying that they know me don't know me like they say they know me.
Come on now.
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
Woo, glory. Okay. All right. And so this is why he's saying, because going back over to Hosea chapter 4, this is why he's saying, because they're being destroyed because of what? A lack of knowledge. Okay. All right. All right. All right. For the longest, I looked at that scripture kind of like the wrong way. But I realized that God was talking about a lack of knowledge about him.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. You can be destroyed because you lack knowledge about God. Yeah. That's a verse of scripture that say, don't forget his benefits. God. A lot of us don't even know the benefits of the relationship. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Oh, well, you better believe my wife know the benefits of our relationship.
Amen.
Okay, all right.
And I'm going to take it.
Amen. That's right. Ooh, you all right? She preaching better than the choir. Yeah. Saying amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. And so, what did I say to go? Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody say help it.
Help it.
Help it. I'm enjoying this. I don't know if y'all enjoying it, but I'm enjoying this word. Look at your neighbor. And say I'm enjoying this word. Hallelujah. First John, I believe. First John, chapter 4. And so God says, he who loveth, come on, knows me. Amen. Is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. Verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. Come on. Don't tell me you mean and hateful and that you love God. Come on. Because the attributes of God, the fruit of God, come on. If you really love God, you walk with God, you have an intimate relationship with God, pretty soon something's going to rub off on you. I remember when my wife went over to the neighbor's house and said, your children are not going to be able to keep coming over here because they cuss too much. So something got to take place. They got to be shut down. This cussing got to be shut down. But they can't keep coming over here. And because some of you, some of us in here, we ain't old enough to have kids as old as our kid. But let me show you something. One day my youngest son, I knew that there was a game called the black t-shirt game. And one day my youngest son kept coming, leaving the house with a black t-shirt on. And so guess what? My mentality is, who is he hanging out with?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because guess what? If you keep coming out with this black t-shirt on, so guess what? I put a stop to it, and when he would go off to school, he would go off to school with what? Colorful t-shirts.
Right.
What am I saying? I'm saying that guess what? When it comes down to God, and you having a knowledge of God and a relationship with God, people can see it on your life.
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right. And they know you've been hanging out with God.
Yes, yes.
Doesn't the Bible say, don't the Bible say it's put on love?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes,
come on now, pay attention now. Yes. Put on, somebody say love.
Love.
I want you to get this. Amen. Put on love. Well, what is it? It's saying, how many know I put this jacket on?
Amen.
I put this jacket on this morning. God is saying put on love, because let me show you something. God never meant for love just to be bound up on the inside of us.
Amen.
The Bible says that your love should abound towards what? All men. Okay, all right. Black, white, yellow, red, brown. Some of us got in the body of Christ. We got a problem in that area. Okay, all right. We got a problem with other races. Don't tell me, if the Bible says that our love should abound towards all men, come on, you ought to be able to look past color and race and love folks for who they are. Because some of us got to get delivered from malice and racism in the body of Christ. Oh, okay, I said it. Yes, yes, he said it. I know y'all going to invite me back here. I know you. Oh, glory to God. Some of us got to get delivered from that. You think you're going to heaven with malice in your heart?
No.
Oh, glory to God.
No.
Racism in your heart?
No.
Hallelujah. We got so much malice in our heart, we don't even know when the media is lying to us.
Amen.
And if that's a conservative, if a person has conservative views, they try to make them out to be a racist. Why? Yes. Because they want to fool us black people to get us black people on their side and to vote for them. And then when they get in office, they create all these perverted, trans, crazy laws. Amen, somebody. Amen. And this is why we're dealing with some of the stuff that we're dealing with, because of a lying media. All right.
Amen.
We got to get some discernment so that we'll know who's speaking. Amen, somebody. Amen. Okay. And that's all I'll say about that. And so, but let me show you something. Go down to, okay, all right. I'm going to speed this up. Drop down to 15, verse 15. Whosoever confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed. Okay, all right. I want everybody to read that. Read that verse right there. We have what?
Known.
And what?
Believed.
Okay, let's say it again. I want to make sure you get it. We have what?
Known.
And what?
Believed.
Do you mean to tell me that to know something is greater than having to believe something? Ooh, okay, all right. I know I'm messing up all of y'all theology. Hold up now. I know I'm messing up all of you. You know, you know all the because the Bible says that love is greater than what? Love is greater than what? Faith. Okay, all right. So love is greater than faith, and love has to deal with knowing. And the writer here says we have known and to believe, because to know something, I know she's my wife. So I don't have to sit around believing she's my wife. I know she's my wife. Why did you think that Jesus said you only need the grain of a mustard seed?
Okay.
Come on. Of faith. Oh, glory to God. Now, somebody do this in number here. Because that's how small a grain of mustard seed is. It's real small, right? And Jesus said you can move a mountain with this much faith, okay? And then he turns around and says that love, the Bible says that love is greater. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Okay, all right. And so are y'all getting this? So if love is greater, and love deals with knowing, knowledge, he who loveth knoweth me. I shall raise him up because he has known my name. Come on, somebody. Adam knew his wife and she birthed some. There's an advantage in knowing God. Let me show you something. You shouldn't have to be around here trying to believe for God to turn your lights, keep your lights on after you've been saved for 20 years. Come on. There ought to be something that you ought to know. Come on, somebody. I know he's going to do it. Why? Because he loves me. Come on. That's why. You can tell me some crazy stuff about my wife, and I'll be like, man, get out of my face. You're crazy.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because I know her.
Amen.
Come on. I know my wife. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's hard to tell me something that I don't know.
Amen.
Can I? Okay, all right. God didn't mean for you to stay at only trying to believe him. You're gonna have to believe God, because sometimes God's gonna take you to a level that you ain't been, and you're gonna have to believe God. But he never meant for you to always be trying to believe him. He wants you to come to a place of knowing. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God, that when the doctor has given you a death sentence. Somebody say the devil is a liar. Oh, glory to God. You can say, I know God's going to do it. Why? Because he loves me.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? Hallelujah. Man, they showed me and my wife x-rays with my son with water in his brain. Come on, somebody. He was supposed to be retarded. Amen, somebody. But let me show you something. He's a vice president of a bank right now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. First, they said my wife was barren. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. But guess what? We got children. Come on. Oh, glory to God. What am I saying? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I ain't got time to chip. I'm about to shift gears and go someplace else.
It's all about love.
We have known and believed. Because to know something, because I know this chair is going to hold my weight, I don't have to sit around trying to believe that this chair is going to hold my weight. I just sit down because I'm at a place of knowing. I'm at a place of knowing. Come on. Oh, glory to God. What am I saying? I'm saying get to a place of knowing.
Yeah.
You ought to know some things about God.
Yeah.
Come on. You ought to be saying, God, teach me.
Yeah.
Teach me about you. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Help me to know your ways. Isn't that scripture?
Yeah.
Help me to know. You ought to desire to get to a place of knowing more about God, because guess what? It's to your advantage. Advantage. It'll add more to your life. Advantage.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
My God, up in Zion. Okay. All right. Let me show you something. Drop down to 17. You might as well hit this, because I was about to go over to Ephesians. And I'm going to try to wrap it up with Ephesians. Out of stuff that I was planning on saying, I didn't even get a chance to say it, you know. Just all right. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Come on. What am I saying? I'm saying mature love. Do you know that the enemy can oppose your faith and fight against you in the area of faith, but when it comes down to love, guess what? He can't stand up.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift, through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, a verse from Matthew 18 is frequently turned to as a source of comfort when maybe we're feeling alone or isolated from other believers. In Matthew 18:20, Jesus promises that where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. What's that verse getting at?
That is not a good verse for comfort. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But first of all, let me say this. You don't have to have two or three gathered together for the Lord to be there. Doesn't Scripture say, "Lo, I am with you always"? Can't we be assured that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his? Turning that around, if we are Christ's, Christ dwells in us. We are the temple of the Spirit of Christ, or the Spirit of God. So the notion that Christ only shows up when you get two or three together, That really is not what Scripture teaches at all. And it certainly doesn't make any sense when the Bible says if you want to pray, go into your closet all by yourself and pray. That's just one-on-one, and certainly the Lord responds. No, that text, Matthew 18:20, that says, where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am in the midst, is in the context of discipline. When you confront someone with sin and they don't repent, and then you go back to them to confront them again, you take two or three together to confirm either their repentance or their impenitence.